This is Mile High.
Do I want to tell the story or do I want to show the message?
You've got a lot of work to do between Mile High.
The time has come where we can know.
We have a responsibility, an ethical and moral responsibility.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right,
it is not. It is a receiver of thought.
Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Daniel Knowles, bringing you another episode of Mile High Tech. And if you're watching or listening on whatever platform you're listening, we highly encourage you to hit subscribe so you never miss any Mile High Tech. And certainly make sure you have dialed into your calendar to be at Mile High 2020, August 20th to 23rd. We look forward to seeing you there. And this podcast, I'm excited to have as a guest on this episode, one of our speakers. It will be his first time joining us at Mile High. Dr. Dan Lyons is a lifelong Wisconsin native. His undergraduate degrees in biology and biochemistry, which led him to chiropractic at Palmer College, the Fountainhead. He graduated in 96. We have that in common. And opened his first office in his hometown, and then relocated to Green Bay in 2005. He's always been involved in leadership positions, doing everything he can to help chiropractic, to help chiropractic students, help other chiropractors. He's really a man of vision and service, and that's why we love having someone like him, though there's no one like him, at Mile High, which is we always highlight people that are actually doing things to contribute to chiropractic and bettering chiropractic, and he's really an exemplary example of that. So welcome to the episode, Dr. Dan Lyons.
Thank you. Thank you much, Danny. I think I owe you a bunch of money for that very flattering bio that you gave me that I didn't write.
Well, I'll be watching for that in the mail.
All righty.
And, right now, with the coronavirus going on, they're saying dirty money can be, causing that, spreading that. So just send the dirty money.
Yeah, the dirty stuff. I'll send you the cash.
And I have to tell you, you deserve it. You deserve the positive accolades because you do a lot to contribute to chiropractic. And at this time in chiropractic history, we're at a crucial juncture to do all that we can to help elevate the principle in chiropractors, chiropractic students, chiropractic schools, chiropractic organization, and you're one of the few that does that. And that being said, for people that don't know you, can you share a little bit of things that you currently are involved in chiropractic?
Sure. So probably I teach a lot of Gonstead. Most people that know me. I teach Gonstead. I'm on two Gonstead boards, Gonstead Methodology Institute. We teach more Gonstead seminars to more doctors and students than any other group that's out there. And then I'm also on the Gonstead Clinical Studies Society board, and we teach a big seminar. We have a big seminar coming up at the end of April. Let me see. I think it's the last weekend in April at the Gonstead Clinic in Mount Horeb, and we're shooting to have over 300 people there this year.
Excellent.
Nice big, very, very busy, lots of work. Everybody thinks that I get to go play at that seminar. And since both boards, I'm on both boards, that day usually starts around 6 and usually ends after midnight, the work day. So doing a lot of that. I was just down in Texas last weekend doing 4 hours of Gonstead analysis and cervical chair work for the Chiropractic Society of Texas, great group down there. And then we teach, I'm on the board for the Center for Chiropractic Progress, and we put on the philosophy diplomate. So we have a seminar the last weekend of this month in Chicago, which unfortunately we might have to cancel because we have people coming from, half the class is coming from outside the country, and now we have a 30-day travel ban.
Yes, this is interesting times that we are in, and it's impacting everyone. And, you know, at this, it's one of those junctures where I'm really grateful to be a chiropractor.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Everyone else is reactive and we're proactive.
Exactly. Exactly. And putting out that message. And it's a privilege to serve when you have a time of emergency in the community, a time of people are in more vigilance and more defense. It's really a privilege to be there for them in that capacity. It's when you raise up what's inside yourself, I feel. Now, with that, teaching Gonstead. Now, in teaching, you've been doing that for how many years?
Since I've been out of school. I was teaching it to students when I was in school as an intern. Mm-hmm. So 26, 27 years.
Right. Now that's quite a while. And I want to ask you something, and I want to be constructive out of this. I don't want to be divisive. I know my experience with this. Over the last 27 years, have you seen a difference in the starting place of students out of school 27 years ago versus the last 5 years?
What do you mean starting place? Mentally, you know, skill-wise?
Their philosophy understanding, their science art understanding, their skill-wise, any of that 20 years ago or today?
I haven't seen a big change in their ability to locate or correct a subluxation coming out of school. I haven't seen, you know, every once in a while you'll get there are definitely outliers on either end of the spectrum. Some people are not designed or set up to be a clinician. They're a better instructor. Some people are a researcher, and some people are just gifted, flat out gifted. You get a kid coming through and very, very talented. And everybody's, you know, it's still pretty tribe based. You know, you get people that their identity is a Gonstead doctor. I'm not, you know, my wife is a chiropractor who is not a Gonstead doctor. That kind of freaks people out when they find that. And I think, you know, when Brooke spoke at Mile High, it's always a couple months after our big seminar, and there was a student from Life West that came out there, and she kind of pulled me aside and she was confused because I was at a non-Gonstead seminar, and I was talking to non-Gonstead people, including your dad, Donnie. And she just, I was like, is there a memo that I missed where I can't talk to people that don't do what I do? And, you know, that's not the way Dr. Gonstead or BJ or any of those the guys back then were. The first Gonstead seminar was really just a little class for a former patient of his, who was one of my mentors, Dr. Phyllis Markham. And it lasted about 10 minutes because the students didn't know what Dr. Gonstead thought they should know before they started. And he had them go read a handful of other books before they were allowed to come back. And one of them was Dr. Illy, who was a Swiss chiropractor and did a lot of pelvis and SI work. And the ligament of Illy, or Illy's ligament, is named after him, and Major Desjarnets' SOT work. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he sent them to learn other people's stuff, and that's just what you do. How do you grow if you sit there? One of my favorite things to teach is I call it Gonstead for the non-Gonstead chiropractor, because it's not about, you know, cervical chair and pelvic bench and knee chest work. It's about finding the subluxation, which we all should be looking for. It should be the same subluxation. Doesn't matter what technique you align yourself with. We're still looking for a bone that's out of place, that's interfering with the mental impulse. And then we get to decide how to correct it. It's just like, you know, we have to set standards. And that's really kind of the underlying theme of what I teach.
Right.
And talk about it. If we don't have a standard for the subluxation, then we can't have a standard of analysis, and then we are lost. But if we can come up and agree with this is the subluxation, then you get to choose what's best to fix it, because sometimes the cervical chair is not the best for a patient, and sometimes the patient gets to decide, sometimes the doctor gets to decide. But it's to use, you know, a real world example right now. If someone comes down and has the COVID-19, they're infected, the doctor might have the choice of using a couple different drugs to treat that, or put them on this respirator A versus respirator B, or however they're going to do that. Maybe the patient has an allergy to something, so they take that off the table. But you have a few options on how to take care of it, but you have to figure out what it is first. And that's really where we're lost.
You know, one of the things I really love conversing with you when we've done in person, but and when we've done these, because we have so many common shared values. And here's the thing. What you just said is one of the fundamental views that I have when I put together the Mile High program. And I want to talk about you. I don't want to talk about Mile High, but this is very important, is that we have similar values across different techniques, and people do get tribal. I see in the chiropractic schools, like, it's like cliques or like a fraternity or sorority. It's like they're hanging out with the upper cervical people and, and so on. There was a time, and I wanted Mile High to be where people that did different techniques were all welcome and came together and can share our commonalities. And hey, this thing that we call chiropractic is so important, so valuable. And we don't have to throw rocks at the upper cervical guy or the Gonsai guy or the network guy or whatever, you know, because there's been so much of that versus that, hey, we've done a profession.
There's been a lot of it.
You know?
Yes. And really a place to be honest, because, you know, some things, a lot of times I'll say there's things that are metaphorically true, but factually false. You know, palpation is common through, I think, except for possibly, you could argue, what is a pro-adjuster, if anybody's still using those, but, you know, palpation, and even that is trying to sense what's going on in the joint, but palpation is a common theme, but as palpation is, you know, probably not the most accurate inter-reliability or intra-examiner reliability reliability tool we have. We're not feeling what we think we are.
Right.
But if we start to take things like palpation with x-ray and history and instrumentation and visualization, then they all have a piece of that puzzle and it all comes together. And then you get to find the subluxation and hit the bullseye. Right. Otherwise, you're just kind of grasping.
And I love that you said about Dr. Gonstead, which was, I saw a picture at some point, I can't remember where, and you may remember the picture. If I remember right, it was Gonstead with Thompson and with someone.
And Blair.
Yeah.
That was at a Palmer homecoming.
Yeah. And here's the thing. My years ago, when I was a chiropractic student, that happened way back. And I had said to my dad, Donnie, I asked him, you know, what do you think, in my student mentality at that point, what do you think would be an ideal chiropractic setting? And his answer really quickly at that time, it was early 90s, he said, would be that there's one building or clinic or center where there was an SOT practitioner, a Gonstead practitioner, a Logan practitioner, an upper cervical practitioner, and they would assess the person, determine who would be the best person to serve that practitioner, to serve that person based on how their spine presented. And I thought that was a really interesting answer versus that, like, oh no, we don't talk to each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, some people just, they don't respond well to certain types of adjustments for whatever reason. I remember taking care of a friend from college years ago, and when I adjusted her, she started bawling. And it was because she had broken her ankle as a child. And when she heard the audible, it brought her right back to that moment. And she hadn't thought about that in a couple of decades. She was shocked. I was, of course, shocked. Never had that happen before. She goes, didn't hurt at all, but all of a sudden she was back in the hospital with a broken ankle and just traumatized. And so some people don't like that stuff. Some people absolutely want that. I mean, I get people walking in the door weekly saying they want a deep set. They want an audible, and it's not about the audible. Never has been. You know, deaf chiropractors and deaf patients still get results even though they don't hear it. So it's about correcting the subluxation. And last time I checked, audible had nothing to do with civilization furniture.
And about serving the practice member, right?
For exactly.
That's why we're here. It's their life on the line, not ours, right?
Yep.
And that being said, you know a lot of Gonstead history, I am sure. And so is there some fun Gonstead history that you can share that most people may not know?
I can tell you, when he passed away, he owned, about 250,000 head of cattle. There's a little fun one.
Wow.
He had, most people's wills about 10 pages thick. His was about, inch and a half. It was thick. At the time he passed away, he was in the process of building a resort hotel in the Cayman Islands. And for, 15, 20 years, the lot where the hotel was going to be stood open there. And there was a bulldozer with Gonstead Hotel stenciled across it. And it sat there because he didn't have anybody from the island, any locals involved in the project. So it just sat there. It's been bought up and taken care of now. We had some friends down there last year, the year before, couldn't find it, but it was pretty funny. I used to have patients bring me pictures and say, is this the same guy? I'm like, yep, that's the same guy. And one last one, if you come to the clinic, you can see his Cadillac limousine that was originally made for Elvis Presley, but Elvis didn't like the color, and so when Dr. Gonstead heard that, he liked that it was supposed to be Elvis's. He went down and bought it. So
cool.
Little bit of fun stuff.
Yeah, and there's so much fun stuff in the chiropractic history. Now with and people were so interesting. Chiropractic has always had this fun set of colorful characters. Now with being a philosophy diplomat and helping with that program. Philosophy, science, and art. Those are three things we've said over and over again, chiropractic, philosophy, science, and an art. Can you share with people what sequence and order those three things fit together?
Sure. So philosophy is always first. It determines everything you do. The quote that you wanted what's your favorite quote? Mine would be, I get the abbreviated version is, as a human being, you have no choice about the need, the fact that you need a philosophy. It goes on. Your choice is whether or not you are deliberate about how you construct your philosophy and use logic to deduce things, or you get to let everybody else make up your choices and you get a mongrel heap that ends up being an anchor where your mind's wings should have grown. So philosophy determines everything, how you practice, when you determine that a subluxation is there. When I was in school, the Gonstead students, the Gonstead students and the upper cervical students were really the only two that hung out and got along because, instrumentation, we did x-ray, everything, specificity there. Everybody else got in their tribal ways and used to argue with each other and try and put everybody down. And that doesn't make sense. But you have to have the philosophy because otherwise, if you look at a break reading or a pattern reading, without philosophy, it doesn't make any sense to you. So you can have a bunch of facts, but unless you have the bigger picture, which is given by your philosophy, then you don't know how to construct that into anything useful, anything scientific. And then the art should stem from that as well. If you believe that being specific is important, then you're going to be specific in your adjusting the art part. And, there's intelligence, force, and matter are the only three things that there are in the universe. And the intelligence correlates well with our philosophy. The force is a science, and the matter is the art. That's where they all intersect. And when you have a philosophical idea and the science falls in place and validates it, that's when you really get to apply your art. And that's really when the miracles of real chiropractic happens. I have this analogy that, we're trying to hit the bullseye. then that's the perfect adjustment. And really, most of the time, we're hitting the wall. We don't even get on the board most of the time because there's so many variables. It's a difficult thing. And just because setting a PRS in the cervical chair was exactly what that patient needed today, tomorrow, if they're in the office, probably not the same thing. But we get stuck in our patterns. We want to do the same thing over and over. You look at your notes. Oh, yeah, that worked last time. I'm going to do it again this time. Well, if you did your job last time, it's different this time. So you probably should be doing something a little bit different. But again, that's a philosophical idea. So,
right.
And it should just full circle. Every time you adjust, you deliver the art. What you learn from that delivery and that response should come back to and either reinforce or reconstruct your philosophy.
Now, with that, I mentioned a term, philosophy diplomat, and many people listening, watching this may not even know what that is. There's an ACP program. There's a diplomat program. Can you share a little bit for people that might want to dig deeper in the philosophy, how those programs go together? And honestly, I'm personally foggy a little bit on it as well. But how a person could go on the path of becoming a philosophy diplomat.
All right. I thought you would never ask. So to achieve your diplomate status, a diplomate in philosophical chiropractic standards, it's a 3-year process. The first year is offered by Sherman through the ACP, and this fall or early next year, we at the center will also offer the first year. We're the only two places where you can get that right now. Dr. Decken down at Sherman, he's teaching them all over. They just finished one in Chile. They've had a couple in Europe. I think they did one in Spain. And they have one that's going on. They had one just this last weekend. I don't know if it was the first or second weekend down at Sherman. So there's plenty of people that have the first year out. The second and third year we do them in Chicago right now. We are in the middle of, I guess we just started year 3. We have, like I said, half the classes from outside the country. We have a handful of people from Canada. We have someone from Spain. We got Mexico. We got people all over. Dr. Brian Dooley, who spoke last year, is he speaking this year at Mile High?
He's not speaking this year because
but he will be attending, right, Brian?
Yes.
So he's in the class right now, and it is not the fluff. You know, with a lot of times with philosophy or speaking in general, you get a lot of sizzle, but not necessarily a lot of steak. Mm-hmm. And this is a meat and potatoes type program. You are in deep this next weekend, coming up the end of March, that we may have to move. This is where we actually put it on. We assign topics and the students have to teach the topic. So if you teach something, you pretty much retain about 90% of it. So we try and shift that because we want the graduates to be the philosophical speakers and leaders. And I always find it, well, interesting to irritating that you'll see people propped up at philosophy events, but none of the, 100 philosophy diplomates that we have out there are on the program. And, we go over everything. It's Green Books style philosophy, but brought up to date with showing how over the years, science has validated it. It is, our philosophy is 100% valid and crucial to the practice and the survival of chiropractic, regardless of what all the naysayers and the subluxation deniers want to think. We are not a 5-visit treatment for simple musculoskeletal pain. Not at all.
Right. Exactly. And that's the message about Mile High, is being a resource for people that are part of that foundational value that we're not a musculoskeletal treatment. Supplementation is not a joint dysfunction that, you need to do three sessions or whatever to get you out of pain as quickly as possible, right? But there's so much more to chiropractic Well, that would even go on a whole tangent. We could go for hours. But hear me on that. You got me fired up because when I hear that, you know, I'm all about people receiving chiropractic care as part of their life and their health, yeah. You know, and it just irks you. Now, with that, when you're speaking at Mile High for the first time, you've attended twice. What are things that you now? For honestly, I personally am honored. I humbled that someone of your stature, and I don't mean your height, but one of your stature philosophically, and you know, has enjoyed being at Mile High. What have you enjoyed about being there the last two times?
Everything. I mean, I like talking to people that I don't know, meeting new people. I've met some amazing people out there, have some amazing friends. I get to see Joel Kinch, always a big plus for me. I don't get to see Joel enough. Joel is a philosophy diplomat. He went through with us. And one quick Joel story, it was very funny. I'm sitting next to Gary Pennebaker, a dear friend of mine that passed away a few years ago. And Gary's grandfather was Clarence Gonstead's seatmate going through Palmer. And Joel's got that, you know, that picture on his laptop of BJ with all the kids in the carousel. So Gary says, "Do you know him?" And I said, "Yeah." And so I tapped Joel on the shoulder, and Gary says, "Hey, where'd you get that picture?" And Joel says, "I found it on the internet." And Gary says, "That's me sitting on BJ's lap." And you should have seen Joel's eyes were just like this. No way. And you look at the kid, and it's very obviously a young Gary. But anyway, I get to see a lot of people and have conversations I wouldn't have any other place. The last couple times it was nice because, you know, I didn't have a job out there. I came out, I ran the science panel and listened to my wife speak and heard some great speakers. And last time I was just hanging out. That never happens. I'm usually on stage for a few hours and have a board meeting at a seminar. So it was nice to just not have anything I had to do. But it's really, you know, having those conversations like I had with that student. You know, I always try and steal a little time with Donnie and you know, stretch my boundaries, stretch my philosophical and my mental legs, so to speak, and learn new stuff. Because mm-hmm. if I just only went to Gonstead seminars, you always learn something, but I wouldn't have the perspective and the understanding. And sometimes something makes more sense than I'm doing, and sometimes it reaffirms what I'm doing. But either way, I'm a better person for it, and I always feel after I leave Mile High that I've come away a better person, and that is priceless.
And that means so much to me because I hear things along those lines from attendees all over, which it's the community that we're putting energy in trying to foster. And with that, I'll tell you, you are at the top of the list of people to speak this year. And then you're actually the first person who we've actually talked about speaking next year. So you're top of the list twice.
I'm first, baby. I'm first. First or last.
Now, and that being also, if people want to learn more about Gonstead, and I have to tell you, I've never been out to Mount Horeb. I've got to do that. I feel like I've got to make that pilgrimage. I haven't gotten to do that yet, and it's on my bucket list for sure. It's very high on the list. But if people want to do that or learn more about Gonstead, where do they start?
Well, if you go to GonstedMethodology.com, that's the GMI website, and they have all our seminars listed there. There's a little bit of video, a little bit of content. If you want more content and some access to some research papers, you're looking for a Gonstead doctor near you to see as a patient or just to start having a conversation with, you can go to Gonstead.com. That's the GCSS website. There's a lot of resources there. And or just come out to a seminar. I mean, we have GCSS. We co-teach with GMI. We call it the Extravaganza. That's the one in April. And then we have a called a meeting of the minds, and that's more for seasoned Gonstead doctors only, where we present an advanced topic and usually have someone that's not trying to not have a chiropractor speak. So this year we usually hold it at a college this year. I think it's at Cleveland. And we have the topic is the autonomic nervous system. So we'll have a neurologist come in and speak. I think we are talking to Moni, Dr. Mo. Mm-hmm. It might be on the list. She was the first person I contacted. I don't know how those. I'm not part of that negotiation, so I don't know how that's going. But I hope she comes out. She mm-hmm. actually graduated with my wife. From Palmer.
Great.
So I've known her for forever too. And the but then GMI, we teach three seminars a year at Mount Horeb, and anybody's welcome. If you want to come and you really want to have the experience, you got to look up the Gonstead Cottage. You can stay in Clarence Gonstead's guest house. It's about the same as a hotel. Not a lot of hotels in town there, so that's nice. And then we have the Center for Chiropractic Progress, which is not Gonstead, but if you want to learn more about the diplomate program and really start to get real deep into the philosophy, that's a great place to go, and that's chiroprogress.org.
And so for those people listening, we're going to put all those URLs in the blog post that goes with this. So if you remember the URL, good. If not, don't cause any subluxations writing it down while you're driving. but we'll put that in there so you'll have it. Because we'd like you to learn more about being a diplomat if you're interested in moving into that direction. We need more people in chiropractic that are solid in their philosophy.
We 100% need that.
Yeah.
So many
and
more.
And also their technique. Regardless of what technique, I don't know, you're a upper cervical person, it'd be great to learn Gonstead, you know, or and vice versa. So whatever it might be, I think that you can – this is a art, philosophy, science, and art that we've dedicated our lives to learn from the masters and greats in other areas, you know, for sure, than what you already know. That's how we all grow. So, you know, thank you so much for joining us on this podcast. Dr. Dan, anything last words you'd like to share right before we sign off?
Just, you know, get deep into the philosophy. Start to really look critically at what you think and what you believe and what you know to be true, and then look at your clinical and your office procedures and are they congruent? You know, I think it was 25, 30 years ago, I heard Pat Gentempo say that incongruencies, contradictions lead to destruction. So everything needs to be on point and online and congruent. And you see a lot of people talk about, you know, subluxation and philosophy and then they go in the office and there's no analysis and they are just grossly manipulating people. And
Right. The
whole not understanding innate is probably the biggest pet peeve we have. You know, innate intelligence that worries about mine, worries about me, yours worries about you. There may be something that communicates from one to the other, but there's no conceivable way you could dictate that innate intelligence would do that. Otherwise, I would know exactly what your blood pressure is right now. So that innate to educated or conscious mind stuff doesn't happen the way we tend to think it does. But it doesn't mean that there isn't something that isn't there, but it's not innate and it's not necessarily chiropractic. So, but dig in deep and make sure that we are congruent, because that's the only way we're going to grow this profession and change the world.
I agree. And I think it's more important than ever to have all hands on deck with that mission. So, and again, thank you for all you do. I know you put a lot of time, energy, and resources towards that end. For the profession, and that's why I appreciate you, one of the things I appreciate about you so much. So thank you for joining us on the Mile High Podcast. Certainly join us at Mile High, August 20th to 23rd. Remember, it's the Roaring Twenties, 2020 on the 20th of August.
Woo-hoo!
You can't forget that. So, and it's going to be the place to be. We've got some special surprises we're going to be announced, and we're so thrilled to have Dr. Dan Lyons on stage joining us. We look forward to seeing you there. Register at milehigh2020.com, and you can get all the details there. Have a great day. Keep changing spines, lives, and minds with chiropractic.